You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, Soul Sister. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements, A Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well, and welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. So, have you channeled your inner rock star? Seriously, I hope you've listened to yesterday's episode about channeling your inner rock star. And today's kind of a continuation in a way, because today's topic is feelings, believe it or not. Feelings, believe it or not. Now, you've heard me say, if you've listened to the podcasts for a while, or maybe even recently started listening, that if you want to heal it, and your desire is to heal it, you must feel it, right? So I'm very big into acknowledging our feelings. No doubt, acknowledge your feelings. But if you listened to yesterday's episode about channeling your inner rock star, I talked about how those days, you know, we've all had those days where we wake up, and for whatever reason, we're simply not feeling it. We're not feeling it. We don't feel like we can do it. We don't, because of that, we don't want to do it. And it's really like channeling the inner child at that point. It's like, Mama, I don't want to do it. Don't make me do it. I'm not doing it. And almost like having a little tantrum inside. Now, what's interesting about that is this. A lot of people will say, you know, don't listen to your feelings because they'll lead you astray, right? And I've been a big proponent of the opposite, saying, hey, you must feel it to heal it. But what do you do in a situation where the feeling is really just saying, I don't feel like it. Like, hey, I don't feel like going to the gym today. Hey, I don't feel like eating well. I don't feel like doing whatever it is that I say I desire to do in that moment. So there becomes this conflict, right? So in those situations, how do you feel that? And acknowledge it and honor it. This is the difference. Typically, people will just say, shut your feelings up and do it anyway. I say, feel it and keep doing it. That's what I say. Feel it and keep doing it. Because the reality is, when you have a feeling, it's coming from a place within your heart and soul. And the bottom line is, what is it trying to tell you? That's it, my dear. If your inner child, your little baby self is saying, hey, I don't want to do this because I'm hurting right now. Instead of simply trying to shut up that baby self, what you do is you acknowledge it, no different than if you had a child with you. You acknowledge it, you comfort, and then you pick them up and you keep going, right? So when you're having a feeling, the biggest thing is this, acknowledge it, because when you acknowledge it, you really find out, okay, this is what's going on here. And you assess that in that moment of acknowledgement. So the first thing you do is you acknowledge it. And then secondly, you assess it and you say, all right, where's this coming from? What's my heart? What's my soul? What are my feelings really trying to tell me right now? And the reason why you may not be feeling it is because you've exhausted yourself down to like a ragged thread. And your feelings are saying, here, you know, please acknowledge me, help me right now, give me a break. But when you acknowledge it and then you begin to assess what's really deep, you know, going on a deeper level, then you can also assess whether or not that feeling is true for you. You make the decision. Is it true or is it not true? Do you know what I'm saying? That feeling, yes, it's a real feeling. But then you can say, what is this based on? Is this based on something that's true? Or is it based on something that's not true? And then you can decide how you're going to act upon that. But nonetheless, in all of that, you must feel what you're feeling. Because if you simply shove it down, shove it aside, and do not acknowledge it, I'm going to tell you this, my dear, it does not go away. It does not go away. So everyone's saying, hey, just ignore your feelings and keep going. I'm saying, do not ignore them. I'm also saying, don't act on every feeling that you have. Do you see what I'm saying? Don't act on every single feeling you have. Like I said yesterday, I didn't really feel like doing what I was doing. And I didn't even really feel like I knew what I was doing next. But all I did was keep moving with what I did know. That, my dear, is powerful. So when you're having a feeling, you can decide, am I going to believe this feeling or not? But regardless of whether you believe it or not, you must feel it. You must feel it, because when you do, that releases the feeling and it allows you to continue on your way. I really hope this helps you today. It's helped me tremendously, and especially when things start to pick up as far as the intensity of our scheduling, as we're nearing the end of the year, everything starts to sort of accelerate. So in those moments, feel what you feel, acknowledge, assess, and then you decide whether it's true or whether it's not true, believe it or not, and then take the appropriate action that serves you, that serves the greater good, that serves truth ultimately. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself, and today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write down a feeling that you have been sort of pushing aside lately. It's that feeling that is uncomfortable, or it's whatever that you've been neglecting, you've been ignoring. Write it down. Then ask yourself, where is this coming from? What is my heart really trying to say to me right now? Assess it, and then ask yourself, is this true or not? You get to decide if you're going to believe it or not, and then take at least one action, even if the only action is simply feeling it. Thank you so much for being here. Today and every day, I am so grateful that you allow me to speak into your life, that you allow me to sip on this amazing life with you, and I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.